Democrats. I try to articulate what I think the American people want. I try to worry about how do we create jobs, how do we provide safety, how do we ensure everybody has access to a decent system of health, how can we work to make sure that every American has a chance to get educated both as a child but also as an adult as the world changes. And I think my job is to try to reach out in a positive way and have a Republican Party that has a lot of initiatives that represent where the country's going. We will have on September 27th a Capitol Steps gathering where every Republican candidate in the country for Congress will be asked to come to the Capitol, and we will pledge on that day both two things, a checklist, which we hope if we can raise the money to put in TV Guide and People Magazine and other places, that will literally be something you could tear out and on the first day of 1995, if you elect a Republican majority for the first time in 42 years, if we're swearing in a Republican majority, that people would literally be able then to sit and watch C-SPAN and check off that checklist. We would start, the first thing we do after electing a speaker is we'd pass the Shays Act, which would apply to the Congress, every law which applies to the rest of the country. The second thing we'd do is announce which of the big six accounting firms we'd hired to audit the House books for the last decade on the grounds that if we got $82,000 back from Rosti, who knows how much we'll get from the rest. And the third thing we would do is we would announce the new committee structure, eliminating several committees and shrinking the total committee staffing by a third, as a sign that we're going to be a much more frugal house interested in saving your money so you can have it back home in your after-tax income. There'll be a series of steps on the checklist. The last thing we'll do on the opening day is introduce the 10 bills, which is the second half of what we're going to do. That's what we will call the agenda of the American people, our contract with the American people, and our commitment will be that we will bring those 10 bills to the floor of the House and get a final passage vote in the first 90 days. We can't guarantee we can pass it, because our majority probably won't be big enough to guarantee passage. But we can guarantee that you'll have a chance to see the final passage vote, so by Easter of 95, you'll know where your representative stood on 10 decisive, very big issues. Crime, welfare reform, health, litigation reform. We'll have malpractice, product liability, and strike law firm reforms in our litigation bill. A series of bills like that, which will be designed to draw a sharp, positive distinction for the American people. I think the Republican Party should spend 90% of its time focusing on the positive ways in which we would replace the welfare state and in which we would pass the bills to help America be more competitive and more prosperous and safer, and frankly spend less of our time worrying about Whitewater, because I think the press corps is going to do most of the work on Whitewater.